Few events in history have been as inherently violent as the French Revolution. In the space of 3 short years, France was transformed from a reactionary monarchy to a republic founded on the most radical ideas of the age. And yet the revolution was only the beginning of a larger conflict, for with the overthrow and execution of King Louis XVI, the remaining monarchies of Europe quickly aligned themselves against the new French Republic. Thus, for much of the next quarter century, the French would find themselves embarked upon an historic quest in which nothing less than complete domination would suffice to keep the Republic alive and the country itself from invasion and dismemberment. Driven by a new and immensely powerful sense of national identity, this quest for empire would lead to warfare on an unprecedented scale, and ultimately transform the face of Europe. At the center of this quest was a man who in many ways came to embody the turmoil of his times. Rising to prominence as a defender of the new French Republic, Napoleon Bonaparte would go on to become Emperor of the French and nominal ruler of much of Europe. An intensely controversial figure, he would be both revered as a champion of the rights of man and reviled as a ruthless despot. Whatever the truth of his character, however, the man and his times are best revealed within the series of conflicts known, aptly enough, as the Napoleonic Wars.